Welcome to Relevant Live with Pastor Chris Sarno, a weekly podcast from Relevant Church in Daytona Beach, Florida. We pray this message helps you connect to God as you find your place, reveal your purpose, and unlock your potential. Let's head live to Pastor Chris for today's powerful message.
The kids were asking me, they said, "You're going to talk about Palm Sunday?" I'm like, "I'm going to talk to you about the benefit of Palm Sunday. You're going to reign like a king, amen?" How many know Jesus riding on a donkey and then waving palms is great? And I think that's awesome, but I'm here to reign after resurrection. Everybody say amen. Praise the Lord. So we're staying in our series, and this is what I want you to look at. There's some powerful truths in here I want you to see. I told you this last week, and I really want you to see this a couple weeks ago. The battle has always been for your sonship and the revelation of who you are in Christ, being a son and daughter of God. If you look at Luke 3:22, it's really awesome. Jesus said these words. He said that he went and he followed and obeyed, but God said something from heaven. And behold, the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven. Can you believe that? Voice came from heaven and said what? "Thou art my son, in whom I am what? I'm well pleased." How many know right then and there, sonship was established, but also what was established, maybe even greater, is acceptance. You've been accepted. You've been accepted just the way you are by God. I think so many times we try to disqualify being accepted. We feel like our performance determines our acceptance. But how many of your parents in here, you know what I mean? How many of your parents? You're a parent, you had a kid. How many of you know sometimes the little jokers don't act just perfect, you still accept them? Sometimes they don't respond just right. Come on, right? Sometimes they're a little sassy in their mouth or something, you know, but they're still your kids. And you know, how many of you spoil them anyway? Come on, man. Y'all lying in church. I don't know how you get. You be lying and like, you know, you're still spoiling them little jokers. You know what I mean? They're like popping off or something. And you're like, man, you're giving them the business. But you know what it is? Why? Because you love them. And you were one. So you understand the journey isn't always easy, right? So you're, no matter what, you're accepted. No matter what, you've been approved. Why? Same thing with God. He wants you to know he's accepted you, he's approved you, and he's made you a son and a daughter of God. And I tell you that in the Bible, there's no gender. But I want you to look at Luke 4:3 because I love this. Because the minute that Jesus figures out who he is, what he is, and what he can do, here comes the enemy to say what? Check this out. He said, "And the devil said unto him, if you are really the son of God, prove it." That's always been the battle. If God's really for you, why are you going through what you're going through? Come on, pull it in. That's what he tells you in your head. Well, if God's really for me, why do I got to walk through this nightmare? You ever been there? God's really for me, where's the provision? If God's really for me, why I got to fight these mental thoughts? If God's really for me, why do I got to walk through this stuff? If God's really for me, but this is the truth. That's what the enemy tries to do. He tries to discredit God's credibility in your life. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, why do I got to walk through some hard seasons, or why do I have to walk through some trials and tests? What's he try to do? He tries to question God's character in your life to say to you, if God is really for you, where is he? But God is there, and you know it, because in your heart, that position has already been determined. But sometimes by example, when we go through stuff, we're like, man, where you at? That is the exact enemy's attempt. He's trying to get you to discredit God's word. But God already said you're approved. God already said I love you. God already said he's here for you. But we got to understand something, that this sonship thing and daughter thing has already been what? Determined by God. And until we really understand that, we're not going to understand the position. And if you don't understand the position, you're not going to understand the privilege. You know, I told them in the morning service, I had this story, it's funny, you guys are going to laugh. The kids never, I don't know if a kid, I ran into this guy the other day. I used to work, I worked, you know, before I did this, I had a job, you know what I mean? And my job, I worked for myself, so I used to bounce around, 90s, you know, I was out in town, I was making it happen, I was hustling. And it was hilarious because I would get these jobs that people, I would sell myself, you know, like, hey, I can do this service, I take care of you, and I'll do it. So I got this company, and they're still in town, a division of it even bigger. And I was like, you know, running around town, you know, working. You know, I got a bathing suit on and the shorts, and here I am working. And the CEO of the company liked me, and they were making weapons for the United States government. To this day, they still make these weapons, right? So we'll leave it vague. We don't want the CIA showing up, right? So here I am, you know, running around, bathing suit guy, and the CEO liked me. And this was top secret. Like, you couldn't go in certain departments. You couldn't go in offices. You couldn't do this. And I never forget, I don't know why this guy was favor and all that, you know, but I didn't know favor back then, right? He'd be like, Chris, he hit the mic. He called his secretary down. He knew I was outside because he could see me. And he'd be like, he's like, I could hear it sometimes. Send Chris up here now. So they would come outside, go get me. They're like, hey, boss wants to see you. I was like, all right, Mr. H wants to see me. I'd go up there, you know, first couple times, I'm scared. I'm like, what's this guy want to talk to me about? He's like, sit down. I was like, okay. I sit there, and he give me the business. I'm like, I'd be swinging around. I'm like, man, that's like government contracts. Am I supposed to look at it? We didn't have cell phones. I was like, am I supposed to see this stuff? He goes, you don't know what you're looking at. Don't worry about it. Then I started getting like a little familiar, always respectful. But he's like, when you come here, you come see me. I was like, all right. So now I'm like a household name. I show up. I don't even ask nobody. I'm like, I'm going to see Mr. H. Tell him I'm up. I'm coming. People in the company down the hall getting paid. Like, we don't get to go see him. You just walking in there like with your bathing suit on. I used to get in a chair, spin around. Like, hey, what's going on today? What are we doing? He's like, what are you doing? And these cats are looking. And I remember one time they kind of, somebody didn't know who I was and they kind of firmed me up. You know, I'm just like, hey, I'm going to see Mr. I walk in, I'm going to see Mr. H. I'll be back. And now they're walking upstairs, they're like trying to stop me. I'm like, you're going to get in trouble. I said, guarantee you, he's going to get mad. And he was like, and he found out, he's like, oh, leave him alone. This guy's the CEO of the company. These people could, one time, he's like, get in the car. I'm like, where are we going? He's like, we're going to take a ride. I said, okay, we'll take a ride. We take a ride. I get in the car, CEO of the company, bro. We driving in his car. He's like, I'm like, all right, he's telling me I make $1 million here, make money over here. Made it. I was like, oh, I'm like sucking it up like a sponge. I never forgot the fact of this. I didn't own the company. I didn't have nothing to do with the company. I didn't have super access with the, you know, the badge and the swipe and the top secret. I didn't have none of that. All I had was access. I didn't belong here. I didn't even know what the heck was on the wall. I didn't know what was going on. All I know is I'm going to see my buddy. What's up? And he's like, hey, I went in the back one time. Oh, you ain't even supposed to be in there. I was walking around like, hey, what's up? Why? I had access because access was granted by the CEO of the company. Are you here today? You got a father in heaven said I gave you access to everything, and you sitting there like you don't belong in the building, man. This is something silly compared to heaven, but I always thought, I don't know nothing about the company. I don't know what's going on, but you tell me sit in the chair, I'm going to sit in the chair. You tell me take my place, I'm going to take my place. You say when you come in the building, come see me, I'm going to go in there. And I didn't care about no meetings. I didn't care about no. I was proper. I wasn't like a jerk. But guess what? That's what you told me to do. When I'm coming up the steps, tell me you're in a meeting. Otherwise, I'm doing what you said. You see what I'm saying in the natural? You don't got nothing to do with the company. You ain't got nothing to do with the thing. You ain't got no special clearance. You ain't got no CIA privilege or whatever's going on. And here you are running around the joint. You got a father in heaven that said I gave you access to the kingdom. I prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemy. There's prosperity on that table. Pass it on down. There's healing on that table. Pass it on down. There's what? Miracles in your marriage in that table. Pass it on down. There's get sane in your mind on that table. Pass it on down. You got to take your place where God said you can have. But if you don't know your position, you ain't going to know the privilege. Got to know that. What kind of privileges do I got being a son of God? What kind of privileges do I got being a child of God? What did God say I can have? Not what religion said. What did God say you can have? What did God say you can do? What did God say he laid up for you? It's an inheritance. He said he left it for you. If he left you an inheritance, if I don't know what it is, don't get mad at me because I'm taking my inheritance. Just take your inheritance. How many know if God wants you to have it, take it. Look at Galatians 4 and 6. You're going to like this stuff. I like it. Look at this. And so that we would know for sure we are his true children. See that? What did God do? He released the spirit of sonship in your heart, moving us to cry out immediately, saying, my father, you are truly father. You're a true father. What did he say? Spirit of sonship. That came in when you get born again. The minute you and I got born again, he gave you the spirit of adoption to come in your heart and accept you as children of God in the family of God. So you in by salvation. Everybody say this. Say, I was born into the blessing. The blessing is my birthright. Your royalty. Woo! You are. You were born into a royal family. Well, it don't look like it, but guess what? Your heavenly position is you are. You were born into a royal family. Come on, man. You were born into royalty. You got to get a revelation of royalty, a revelation of redemption. What did he say I can have? What did he say I could do? Now, you got to get this solidified, because guess what? If you've been born into it, guess what you know? Man, I didn't have to do nothing. I just got to accept it. If it's something you had to earn, see, this is why he explains the blessing of Abraham, like in Romans, and he said, if it's something you got to earn, then guess what? It didn't come by faith. You ain't got to earn it. You just got to receive it. You want to see it? You got to see this, because this is important. Like, we'll skip on down and maybe come back up, but I want you to see this. I kind of feel like I could kind of give you this one, but I want you to do this. You got complete access into this. Watch this. Can you go to Romans 4? I'm switching it around a little bit. Romans 4, 13 in the Passion. I need you to see this, okay? Can you pull this in? And we say, God promised. You see this? Excuse me. Check this out, because this is big. We're going to read all the way down to 16, okay? So check this out. God promised Abraham and his descendants that they would have an heir who would what? Reign over the world. See that? God promised Abraham and his descendants, you the descendants of Abraham, that we would have an heir who would reign over the world, Jesus. The royal promise was fulfilled, right? Not because Abraham kept all the law, but through the righteousness that was from faith. Transferred by faith. You see that right there? So go back to the first part. I'll explain it. Abraham didn't get this promise because he did everything right. Abraham didn't get this promise because he lived perfect in the earth. Abraham got this promise because he walked by faith and trusted God. So none of this blessing is transferred by works. It's all transferred by faith. So what that means is you believe it to activate it. You don't have to be living some goody-two-shoe Christian life. You just got to be living the life of faith. And if you live the life of faith, you will what? Transfer the blessing over into your life. Look what he keeps saying. For if keeping the law earns the inheritance, then faith is robbed of its power and the promise becomes useless. You need to look at that, marinate in there, meditate in there, don't leave there. Look what he says about it. He said, for if keeping the law earns the inheritance. You know what the law means? Keeping the do's and don'ts. See it? I ain't telling you to live reckless, but here's what I'm telling you. You didn't get this thing because of what and all this stuff. You received it by faith. So he said, if keeping the law earns the inheritance, earns the what? Inheritance. What's the inheritance? The bonus package of heaven. Deuteronomy 28, you're blessed in the city, you're blessed in the field, you're blessed everywhere you go. It's the inheritance package from God to you. It's yours by faith. Ever say, by faith, I receive my inheritance. Ain't that good news? That should be great news. Why? Because you don't have to take no test to get it. Come on, man. All you got to do is believe it. Look at verse 15. For the law provokes punishment, and where there is no law, there cannot be a violation of the law. That's why he removed the law once and for all. You can't violate a law that's not there. You know when you're driving in the car, and the law says 55, and y'all don't drive 55, you drive 75? Can I get an amen? Amen. Guess what? If there's law there and you get caught, you get in trouble. You ever been on the Autobahn? You ever go on the Autobahn? I went on the Autobahn. Don't get in that fast lane, bro. I was on the Autobahn. These cats are going 100 plus. Flying. Why? There ain't no law. You go as fast as you want. So guess what? Where there is no law, there is no transgression. So if you're in the Autobahn and you're doing 100, ain't nobody caring. Just stay out the way. But if you want, Tony will arrest you. You out there on the highway and you over there and you got to tell the boy, I didn't know. I didn't see the sign. What's the first thing you do when you get caught? You know how fast you're going? No. You know how fast the light? No. You know what the speed limit is here? No. Guess what he tells you? 35. You're like, I'm doing 55. Guess what he says? Too bad. See what I'm saying? Where there is no law, go as fast as you want. That's what Jesus is saying. I didn't give you no law. Faith is the new law. You live by your beliefs. So look what he said. He said, where there is no law, woohoo, there's no more punishment. Watch verse 16. You're going to love this one. The promise depends on, oh my God, faith, so that it can be experienced as a what? How many want some of that grace gift? Yeah, you know what grace is? God's ability in you, allowing you to do what you could not do by yourself. Let the grace kick in. It's a gift. Grace is a gift. Anybody ever give you a gift? Thank you for all the gifts, by the way, last week. You guys are so sweet. I read all the cards. It was really sweet. Right? The gift, I received it. You ever get something from somebody and say, oh, no, I don't want it? How rude is that? How many of you got something you didn't want from somebody and gave it away? That's okay. That's better doing that than not taking it. Right? You know, somebody give you like a fruitcake at Christmas. That stuff's disgusting. I ain't going to say no. I just take it. Praise God. We give it to somebody, man. The neighbor will eat it or somebody. You know what I mean? Praise. Come on. Are you here? You don't not take something if somebody give you something. You receive it. Why? It's unpolite not to take something somebody gives you. Come on. Jesus said, I gave you a grace gift, and now it what? Extends to all the descendants. Who's the descendants of Abraham? We are. This promise is not only meant for those who obey the law, but for those who enter into what? Oh, watch this. The faith of Abraham, who's the father of us all. You in the faith of Abraham? You better believe it. The minute you got born again, this blessing's mine. This inheritance package is mine. This ability is mine. Now, look at this, look at this, look at this. You say, Pastor Chris, but I don't know what's up. You're going to find out what's up. Look at Romans 8:29. You got to realize who you are. You got to realize what you have. Got to realize where you can go. Look at this, Romans 8:29. You're going to see this. It says this. So, come on, you're going to see this. Share inwardly his likeness that he might become the firstborn, Jesus, of many what? He's the one of the many. He's the original son. What you mean, many? Who's the many? You are. Look at your neighbor and say, you the many. Look at the other neighbor and say, you the many. We're many. Jesus, in position, is your older brother who went before you. How many had an older brother that used to fight all your fights for you? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You're going to get beat up, but here comes your older brother. Next time the devil starts getting weird, say, don't make me go get my older brother. Remember what happened last time he showed up? Tore you up from the floor up, stripped you naked, took the keys. Come on, somebody. You know what I'm saying? You better pay attention in here. Don't make me go get him. Who you think won? Jesus won the battle. Jesus said he openly defeated him, stripped the keys to the kingdom, stripped him naked and paraded around like a loser. Next time the devil starts picking on your mind, say, don't make me go get my brother. Come on, who's my brother? Jesus Christ is your eternal brother for what he did in Christ. You're in him, but guess what? We're a spiritual family. Are you not the son and daughter of God? Everybody, if you're a girl, say I'm a daughter. If you're a son, say I'm a man. Come on, you know what to say. Say I'm a son. Say it out loud. If you don't know position, you're not going to know privilege. If you don't know privilege, you ain't going to have dominion. Let me tell you right here now, I can help you. Oh, the church right around. Well, we read them dominion scriptures. You ain't got none of that dominion stuff working a day in your life until you know your position. You're trying to tell the devil, the devil's laughing. Now I know, yeah, he is. He did for a season, because anything that doesn't have revelation is just an echo. Until you have a revelation of it, you're just echoing. That's why I told some of you last week, hope deferred makes the heart sick. You just tried all this stuff. I'm going to try all this stuff. And it worked about trying it. Sometimes it worked, and sometimes it didn't. Sometimes I'm going to help you. If you listen to what I say in the next 5 minutes, I'll change your life forever. This stuff didn't work because we didn't even know what we were doing. I don't really care. I'm just telling you big boy stuff and big girl stuff. That's what church is about. You want to know why it didn't look like it worked? We didn't know what we were doing. We didn't have a revelation of it. None of this stuff works without a revelation. Because guess what it is? It's just mental ascent. Once you get beyond mental ascent and you get in revelation, now you got power. Now we're talking about this. Why is dominion work? Because I'm a son. That's why dominion works. Why do my prayers get answered? It's the biggest battle of all. I'll prove it to you from the beginning. What in the heaven did Adam get challenged in, Eve get challenged in? Being God's son. That's exactly what got mad at. Oh, you want to be like God? The devil attacked man in the garden, and he said, you want to be like God? Then eat of the tree. And here they are eating of the tree, nitwits. destroying mankind and a mess. Jesus Christ comes up at the word. He said, if you are the Son of God. What's he challenging, Cole? You know what he's challenging? Credibility of sonship. The thing, let me ask you a question. If Jesus was the second Adam, who was the first one? The Adam that was. So I guess the first one was just like the second one, and the second one was just like the first one. Because you couldn't be separated. Why would you create the second one of the one from the beginning? Why? Because they were made by God. God took the first guy and blew life into him and made him a living soul, Genesis chapter 2. And you want to know what happened to the second one? He was the Word who became flesh. Same thing. Guess what happens here? The enemy attacks both. The first Adam and the second Adam in one place of identity. He's trying to discipline him away from sonship. But guess what Jesus said? Sorry, you got the first guy, but you ain't getting the second guy. The second guy knows why he's here. He didn't come to lose, he came to win. He bought everything back that we lost in the garden, from the garden, with dominion. Now watch this. He's trying to get us to see who we are. Because once you see who you are, you know you got privilege. Once you know you got privilege, now why does my dominion work? I'm a son of God. See, you guys were stuck on faith. You got to move beyond faith. Oh, that preacher just said move beyond faith. You better believe it. I don't need no faith to know my position. Once I receive my position, now I walk in faith. Come on, bro. How many of you go to your house, your mom and daddy's house? Did you ask for anything in that refrigerator? Shush up, man. I go in and eat whatever I want. Take the last one. Don't even tell nobody. Nasty about it when I go up in there. Yeah, your kids are a mess. I came home from Bible school the first year. Man, I could do no wrong. I was untouchable. I was drinking stuff out of a bottle in the fridge. She had Diet Coke. I just drank it. She's like, you nasty. I was like, I'm taking the whole bottle. Daddy, not that I was being goofy. You know, you play it up. You're at your mama's house, you know. I go in there. What you got in here? I ate that last ice cream. I didn't even take the box. I took the thing out, left the empty box. I didn't care. Why? Why? You rude, Pastor Chris. That's my mama's house. That's my daddy's house. I don't care nothing about it. I got a key code. I'm going to go in there when I want to go in there. Do your kids care about how that cupboard got full? Do they care about anything in that house? No, they just take it. Do they come, oh, daddy, can I have a popsicle? No, them jokers eat the whole box. Forget to tell you, then get mad that there ain't nothing in the refrigerator. Stop your lying in church. You know it's true. Your Father in heaven said, I give you an open door to come on into my house and take what you want. And you over there like some pauper outside the door asking, can I come in? Why don't you just come on in and take what you want? Just thank him on the way out. Thank you, Dad. Thank you. Thank you. Are you here today? You got to know your position. Now, how does dominion work? I'm a son of God. That's how dominion works. Look at your faith just went to a whole lot. You're moving beyond faith. Once you got a position of son and daughter in the kingdom, guess what you got? It's my inheritance. If your mom and daddy left you $1 million, you got documented proof. You go down there to whatever bank, and you go to Truist Bank, and Truist Bank said, sorry, we do not have anything on file. Are you just going to leave and go, oh, well, I guess that money's not mine? Shut up. You're going to sit there all day long. You better go get the bank manager like right now. Like right now. Right now. I got I got paperwork says I am owed $1 million. And it's somewhere in that vault. You, the weird looking dude in the back, that goofy looking dude when I came in the door, better go get my money, because my money's up in that vault somewhere and I ain't leaving till I get my inheritance, because it's mine. And you go, well, sir, we don't see your stuff. You got document. You're going to sit there all day long. Why? It's my inheritance. God said the last will and testament. You want to see the Bible come alive? How do you receive an inheritance? Well, the one that left the inheritance usually has to die. Jesus died and rose from the dead so you can receive the inheritance. It's a last will and testament. There's an Old Testament and there's a New Testament, and the New Testament is a better testament with better promises based upon a better person that left it. Why are you living over there on the outside when God said, come on in the inside and take? Now, what do you need to claim your inheritance? I need some testament promises. This belongs to me. What do you think the devil's going to say? No, it don't. Guess what you tell that joker? Shut your mouth. Because you, let me tell you right now, only one trying to stop you from this thing is him. You thought it was God. Well, maybe God's trying to teach me something. God ain't teaching you nothing. God wants you to be blessed, 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 blessed. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to show you something here. You ain't going to like it, but I don't care. Me and God already talked about this. You know what we do? The same thing you do. We are ungrateful. We are, but who cares? He don't care any. That doesn't stop my father from being a lavish giver. My father's this kind of guy. He just keeps giving to you, and you don't know nothing about it. You are goofy about it. He just give anyway, and give, and give, and give, and give. And one day you wake up and go, wow, my God's so good. He don't stop the giving just because you don't have a revelation of how good he is. He just gives anyway, and one day you wake up and figure out, my God is so good. And he goes, okay, now you got it. But guess what? He ain't going to hold it back just because you don't have a revelation of it. He's not going to stop it coming your way just because you're a little bit goofy about it. You know, there was a story in the Bible. These guys came to God, and they were lepers. They were all messed up. And they said, hey, can you get rid of this leprosy? And he said, yeah. He knocked it out of all of them. One guy came back and said, thank you. He didn't take back from the other nine what they were not recognizing that he did. He just gave it away freely and said, you're the one dude that came back. You can have more. Those other guys should have figured out how good I am. They'll be back sooner or later. God doesn't stop his goodness just because you don't know how good he is. He keeps giving it away anyway. Kind of like your kids. They don't know how good they got it till they get a job. You know, I like that. You ever watch that Instagram thing? When your kids, when they don't know, it's funny, right? They do it like this. They go, when your kids are using your money to buy the stuff, they squirting all the toothpaste all over the place, right? They throwing macaroni and cheese all over the house. When you picking up the bill, right? They don't care about their clothes. And then all of a sudden, day one, them paying for everything. They take like one little squirt of toothpaste. They got like a little box of macaroni and cheese. Come on, why? Because it's a different story when somebody else is paying the bills, right? The house is on 60, right? All day long. It's 55 out. The house is on 60. They don't know nothing about no FP&L and thermostat. The minute them jokers are paying for it, it's on 75 all day long. You can sweat a little bit. You'll be all right. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Some of you were, right? They don't care about gas. Drive around town. Now they paying for that gas? They carpooling for money. You need to give me $5 before you're getting this ride. You want me to take you from A to B? Pay up. It's Uber. Let's go. Put the money in my hand, right? You know what I'm talking about. It's the same thing. God ain't like that. He just still lavishly gives. Look at this scripture. Check this out. Yeah, I know. He's good, ain't he? Now check this out, right? Yoo-hoo. He might be firstborn of many. Say, I'm a many. I like being a many. Yeah. This is good stuff. It's a royal promise. You know that, right? Royal promise. I mean, you better pay attention the next 5 minutes. You got an inheritance that your father wants you to have. Better than what you think it is. It's good. Remember we looked at Romans 4:13? It's a promise of an inheritance. It's keeping the law. Remember that Romans 4? Go look at that thing again. Let me see. Let me just jump ahead right here. Give him that Passion 4:13. God promise. I want you to see this. Okay? I want you to pull this in, okay? Now, listen now. You got to work on your mind, man, because right the first couple times I give you this, you're going to be like, well, I don't see none of this. It's revelation. It's going to produce access. It's going to take a little bit of mind renewal. You know what mind renewal means? You have to fight your inward doubts. I don't see it. Well, who told you to walk by what you see? You know I love you, right? See, he's here. I know he's here. Watch. He come in the room. You got to pay attention. I love you, right? You know that. I'm telling you the truth. You don't walk by what you got right now. What you got right now ain't nothing. What you got right now ain't nothing. Not compared to what he wants to give you. You get over on this side, I'm talking about it. Sky's the limit. And I'm going to show you something here. You're going to see it because you're smart. Man, what inside of me has a desire for this next level life? Because it's yours. I ain't got to live with none of that. You don't have to live with that mental oppression no more, man. That ain't part of my inheritance package. I ain't living with battling fear. He set me free from the spirit of fear. Gave me love, power, and a sound mind. I ain't living with no anxiety about nothing. I ain't living with no worrying and fearing and fretting and none of that. Nah. That ain't part of my inheritance, man. God's got me. God's got everything about me. You say, well, I'm not the greatest Christian in the world. Guess what? Who cares? You in the family, bro. know what I'm saying? I got kids, I love them, but they ain't perfect. I got a mom and dad. God knows I wasn't perfect. You know what I mean? The other day, the lady, I was busting, he was in the thing, you know, and went in there, and the lady looked at my dad. It was funny. She goes, man, she goes, I was sitting in the chair, you know, regging up a little bit, and my dad sat there. He goes, no, no, no. He goes, man, he's something, that kid of yours over there, talking about me. I said, yeah, I'm giving him a hard time. But you know, he looked at me, he goes, no, 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 he's a good boy. I'm 53 years old, but I'm still a good boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do no wrong in your mama's eyes. Come on, man. What's the matter with some of you dudes? You know what I'm saying? What am I trying to say? Even though I'm a mess, they got a way. They see you different than everybody else. Why? Your mom and dad, look at those jokers I got. They're jacked up, but they're my jacked up. Come on. Are you here? You spoiling them, and they ain't acting right? You doing good to them, they ain't acting right? Jesus said you got an earthly father and mother that when you ask them to give you something good, they ain't going to give you no snake. They're giving you good stuff. How much more would your heavenly father give you? And you got God like he's some kind of bad, mean God. He ain't going to bless me. What you mean he ain't going to bless you? He already blessed you. He ain't stopping the blessing based upon your performance. He already performed the blessing before your performance showed up. Take your spot. Shine, man. Look. You doing all right? I get a little excited about this stuff. Because I'm walking in it. I'm becoming dangerous too, man. Pastor Liz looking at me like, uh-oh, he's there. Come on. God promised Abraham and his descendants that they would what? Have an heir who would reign over the world. This royal promise was fulfilled because Abraham, this wasn't fulfilled because he kept the law. It was in righteousness that came by faith. Watch the next verse because we didn't leave this one out before. Earns the inheritance, faith is robbed of its power. And the promise becomes useless. Keeping the law earns this inheritance. But what was faith's power? 15. For the law provokes punishment. Where there is no law, you can't violate the law. We read that. Look at this next one. Promise depends on faith, so it can be experienced as a grace gift and extends to all the descendants. So this promise of faith, this grace gift, God, the Bible says faith works by love, but faith also works by grace. By grace through faith were you saved. All you did was believe and grace kicked in. And the inheritance became yours because all you did was believe. This inheritance is based on belief, nothing else. You got to believe it's yours. You access it through belief. Now, here's the thing. If you keep looking at everything that is not, you're going to disqualify what you believe can be. Well, I don't see it. Well, up until yesterday, you probably didn't know you had it. I don't have it. No, up until the revelation of it, you're not going to see any of it. I heard about it, and I knew there was something there, but I didn't know it was really mine. It's yours. Look at Hebrews chapter 1. Check this out when I read it. Now, I'm going to give you, I got 6 minutes. If you give me full attention in 6 minutes, I'll change your world forever. I'm telling you, this ain't no hype. I'm packing revelation, but you got to catch it. Because morning, it was flying by them, and if it flies by you, you might miss it. I don't want you to miss it. Go to it, me. To Hebrews chapter 1 and watch this thing. We're going to read it in the Amplified 1:1. Okay? Now just pull this in. In many separate revelations, each of which set forth the proportion of truth and in different ways, God spoke of old to our forefathers and, right, in and by the prophets. Okay, I got that. Keep going. But in this last days, he's spoken to us in the person of a son, whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things, also by and through whom he created the worlds and the reaches of space and the ages of time. He made, produced, built, operated, and arrange them in order. You can even read verse 3, and then we'll go back to verse 1. I know I didn't put that in there, but verse 3 reads good too. If they got it up there, take it in there and we'll go. If not, I'll get it for you. But we could go back to verse 1 right after this, because this is what I want to say. If you don't have 3, don't worry about it. Just go back to 1, and I'll show you this, because this is important. Because there's separate revelations, portions of truth, different ways God spoke to us. But in these last days, he's spoken to us through his Son. Now look at that part right here. Or verse 2. Whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things. Through whom he created the worlds. And the reaches of space. And the ages of time. That's the earth and the fullness thereof. That's everything. 4 minutes, change your world. Forever, if you hear me. No hype, just plain reality. Who's the he? Jesus. No, stay on this first art, please. Who's the he? Whom he? The Son. Jesus. Jesus, the heir. The one heir of many heirs. If you are Abraham's seed, then you are an heir according to the promise. So if he is the heir, we are joint heirs with the one heir. And the Jesus, the one heir, is the lawful, pay attention, you're going to miss it, owner of all things. Why does he say lawful? Because everybody else that's got the stuff out there that isn't connected to him ain't the rightful owner to any of it. That's great. Meditate on that for the rest of your life and watch how it changes, because it ain't their stuff. It's his. And if it's his, it's yours. That's another day in itself. Get this part. Who is the heir? Jesus, during the text, if he is the heir and he is the owner of all things, you are the joint heir. So if you're the joint heir with Jesus and he is the owner of all things, I guess you own all things. Let's do it again. If he is the heir, which he is, and he is the lawful owner of all things, if you are the joint heir with Jesus, you are the lawful owner of all things. Abraham, yeah, look up and see as far as you can see, because that's what I'm giving you. What do you mean, look up and see? No, you don't understand. I am the lawful owner of all things. So if you can see it and you can conceive it, I can manifest it, because it doesn't belong to anybody else but me. If you can catch what I'm saying right here, this is going to blow your mind. Why did Jesus do what he had to do? Because everything has to be in Jesus. Because the first guy couldn't handle it just being in him. Abraham could not figure out it all being in him. That's how he figured out we needed to get the lineage of Christ to come on earth. Let me tell you why. Adam messed it up. Everything was in Adam, but when everything was in Adam, Adam had a problem and messed up the whole process. So Jesus understanding that if I put everything back in man, we might just have a problem again. Let me leave it in me. Because there was nobody greater than me. I cut a covenant with me. Therefore, God and Jesus made a covenant that's perfect. And now everything's staying in Christ. And last time I checked, you're in him. Why? Because everything you need is in him, so it's protected from eternity forever for you. You can't even screw it up. All you got to do is stay in him, and as long as you stay in him, you got everything him did. Once you understand you're one with him, everything he is, you are. Why do we need him? Because it's perfect in him. If it got out of him and got in you, you might jack it up. So he left it in him, gave you his name, and said, come to me in my name and get everything I lot for from him into you. That's why you need that name. That's why you stay in that name. That's why you don't come out of that name. That's why you stay in that place, because everything he got is in him, and he put you in him. So if he is heir and you are a joint heir of everything in the world, lawful owner of everything in the world, then I guess you are lawful owner of everything in this world too. You better believe it. You better believe every word I told you, because the God's honest truth. You're living beneath the privileges of where God wants you to be. I ain't living like sick. I ain't living messed up. I'm not living depressed. I'm not letting, there ain't none of this stuff coming in this benefit package. If it ain't in Jesus, it ain't in me. And there ain't no broken heaven. There ain't no sick in heaven. There ain't no jacked up in heaven. There ain't no addicted in heaven. There ain't no shot out in heaven. All there is the blessing of the Lord and the fullness thereof. And from this moment forward, all I'm accepting is what's been rightfully mine in the inheritance package given by God. And I'm going to stand at that. Now, let me tell you right now, and this last thing you got to know, what and whom I resisted? You resisting the enemy that's trying to lie to you and tell you something different. That's all. God is not part of the equation. God's trying to teach me. God's trying to teach you how blessed you are. God's trying to teach you how prosperous you are. God ain't waiting for nothing. God's waiting for you to get a revelation of what he already gave you. That's the only thing he's waiting for us to wake up and take the place. Well, God's timing. Bump God's timing. God said yes and amen. It's today. Now have I begotten thee to be my son. The minute you figure out who you are, you'll figure out what you can have. The minute you figure out who you are, you'll figure out what I can manifest. The minute you figure out what you are, you can have everything you see. The minute you get a revelation of it, you can have it. God ain't waiting on nothing but you to figure out who you are. Okay, Ephesians 1:3, we're done. What's the feet? Blessed. You want to see it? Put it up. Can you put Ephesians 1:3 up there, King James, just so they can see it? I can quote it, but why? You got to see it with your eyes. When you see it with your eyes, you hear it in your ears, you get it in your heart. See it in your eyes, hear it in your ears, get it in your heart. See it in your eyes, you hear it in your ears, get it in your heart. Ephesians 1:3. You'll find this. But you know what it says? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath. Got it in King James? Perfect. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Everything you need is in him, and he's in you, and you're in him. And that means what? Everything you need is waiting for you. Who has? Not gonna. We got all this messed up tense. God's gonna do it. Bump the God's gonna do it business. Walk in there and say, I'm taking my inheritance. Praise be to God. God already did it. I'm taking mine. You better hear me this morning. Who's taking theirs today? Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Who's taking theirs today? Come on, who's taking theirs? Don't tell me I found it in the book. Don't put it in the book if you don't want to give it. Don't put it in the book if you don't want to give it. I found it. Read it real slow. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who is going to do it? Nah, 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 nah. Who might do it? Nah, 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 nah. Come on, all you English teachers, come on. Help me. Who has? Past tense. Bless me. with all spiritual blessings in where? Heavenly places. Colossians 1:27 says heavenly places are in Christ. Where's Christ right now? Know ye not your body is a temple of the living God. The blessing of God. Right now, everything you need is inside of you, waiting to manifest on the outside of you, and it's all part of your inheritance package because everything Jesus got you back on the cross. Why we celebrate Easter? Because we're resurrected ones. Why we celebrate this Holy Week? Because we're resurrected ones. We didn't stop at the cross. We're moving beyond the cross. The cross was a place where victory showed up. This ain't no defeat. We walk in victory each and every day because I know I'm a son. And if I'm a son, then an heir. And if an heir, what he's saying in the Bible, remember Galatians? We're done. If I'm a son, I'm not a servant, I'm an heir. And if I'm an heir, I'm a what? I'm the child of God, but I'm the blessed one. And if I'm an heir, I got a Lord. And if I'm a Lord, I'm a king. And you reign in life and you rule like a king in the earth. Stop living beneath the benefit package and start living up to the label where God made you. You got dominion. You got the blessing. You got to renew your mind to this day. And when you walk, Joshua, what? What? Meditate therein day and night that thou can observe to do everything you read according to this word. Leave it in your eye and leave it in your ear. Leave it in, that's why you come here. Leave it in your eye, leave it in your ear. Leave it in your eye, leave it in your ear. Leave it in your eye, leave it in your ear. Don't you let this book of the law depart out of your mouth. Put it in your eye, put it in your ear, and get it out your mouth. Say what God said. Don't you say nothing different than what God said about your situation. Don't you say nothing different than what God said about your life. Now, I'm telling you right now, you better shut it down in the house. If you're going to say something different up in here, you better only say what the word of God said. Hush your mouth. Don't you talk broke. Don't you talk sick. Don't you talk like, I'm sorry, you cannot talk like that around me. You're going to govern it. We're the blessed of the Lord and we're highly favored. Come on, let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for these guys. I know they hear me. I know they got eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to understand. They ain't never going to be the same again. Woo! Jesus. You got them, Jesus. Just say this out loud. Say, Jesus, open my eyes. Open my ears. Let my heart receive everything you have for me. I believe I receive the greatest revelation of who I am and what I can do. From this moment forward, in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Everybody said, amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Relevant Live with Pastor Chris Sarnum. If you are interested in learning more about Relevant Church, you can visit us at relevantfl.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel to hear more messages like this one every single week. Thanks for listening.